This is episode 22 of the Microsoft Cloud Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to CJ about his new role at Microsoft. Welcome to the Microsoft Cloud Show, the only place to stay up to date on everything going on in the Microsoft Cloud world, including Windows Azure, Office 365, SharePoint, Exchange, Link, and related technologies. Just the information, no marketing, no BS. I'm Andrew Connell.
And I'm Chris Johnson.
And we're just two dudes telling you how we see it.
All right, so in this episode, we want to pick up on something that we touched on at the end of the last episode. We ended rather abruptly. So first, how are you today, CJ?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. Yep.
A little busy this week?
Yeah, so far so good.
So in the last episode we were briefly touching on the fact that things were changing at Microsoft in terms of their re-engagement with customers and all of that. And there are some big changes that have happened also, I guess, staff-wise at Microsoft. And you play a little bit of a role in this. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what your big change is.
Yeah, so the short story is I'm going back to Microsoft. Hopefully for some of those folks who follow my blog, this will not be news. I posted on my blog just prior to the SharePoint conference about this move. So we'll link to that in the show notes. It gives a little bit of background and so forth. But I made the decision a few weeks back, and I'm heading back to join the Office 365 team, where I'll be focused on developers. In fact, I walked into my office on Monday, and we're recording this on a Tuesday. On a Wednesday. And I walked in on Monday, and my new boss, Arpan Shah, also link off to his Twitter and blog in the show notes as well. But he had filled the whiteboard with developer all over it. So that was obviously a wonderful, nice intro. And actually, I'll tell you a little bit about another trick they played on me another time. But so I'm going to join the 365 team, and I'm focused on developers. So I'll be running a little team. There'll be five of us in total, myself and four others, and we'll be focused on ISVs, professional, like what we call pro developers, which are kind of people that code in Visual Studio and write code. We'll also be looking at non-pro developers, so people that build applications and build things to help them, but without necessarily coding too much. That's what I'm going back to do. Mm. Obviously, there's a whole lot more to that than just, you know, I'm focused on developers and then poof, magic happens. but basically, our goal is to try and make Office 365 and SharePoint and Exchange and Link and all of the component technologies a great place for developers to build things on top of, whether it be, you know, products they go sell or custom solutions.
Mm. That's quite the big change. Quite the big change from being general manager at Provoke and now switching over back to Microsoft.
Yeah, so going from a services world where we're building custom solutions for people, and the majority of our custom solutions at Provoke were built on SharePoint and also on Windows Azure. And so going from sort of project land like that to product land again is going to be quite a change for me. Mm. But when people have come up at Microsoft and said, you know, hey, congrats, welcome and all of that, and they've asked me about, you know, what was with the 2.5 year, why did you leave Microsoft and come back 2.5 years later? You know, part of it is that I honestly believe some of the best people I know at Microsoft have spent time in different roles doing different things outside of the company, and that it's really important. And so I sort of feel refreshed. Like, I feel like I've been in the trenches and dealing with, you know, real issues, real day-to-day issues that you just get shielded from a lot of in these different roles at Microsoft. So I sort of feel it very refreshing and come in with a new perspective.
So it wasn't anything bad about the job you had before. This is just a new opportunity of what you were, new challenge
exactly.
You were looking for. So it's not a negative thing.
You know, I left Microsoft at the end of 2011 because of the great opportunity of starting the US office for Provoke. And I love those guys to bits. It's a great company. I thoroughly enjoyed working for them. We did some amazing stuff. And I wasn't off looking for another job, to be honest. I wasn't looking around the industry. I wasn't scouting recruiters and all that sort of stuff. I didn't look at any other job. This one came to me and was too good an opportunity for me to pass up. It sits dead square in my area of interest. And so that's what finally sort of lured me.
I got it. Yeah, well, it definitely gives people like me on the outside. I touched on it in the last episode about the re-engagement, the more kind of positive attitude and positive vibe that we're getting from Microsoft on the feedback and getting the right people in place. You know, I said this when I saw that you were doing this, and I'll repeat it here on the podcast. It's not everybody is, we're not linked up to everybody on Facebook and everything, but you know, I think that this move, along with that Microsoft did, is a big win to get you on board. It's a big win to get other people that we've seen on board too. Like I saw that Jeremy Thake announced that he was going to Microsoft as well for an opportunity. I think it's on the same team or a similar team that you're on.
Yeah, he'll be on my team.
Okay. Yeah, and so I think that it could be this kind of stuff, getting other people that used to be involved with SharePoint and that may have left or gone to different teams back in with Arpon, couldn't have happened at a better time. Couldn't have happened with better people. Couldn't have had a better happen at a better time. And it really gives people like me a lot of hope that, you know, we got a lot of really good things going ahead of us on Office 365.
Yeah, I mean, there's no silver bullet, right? And a bunch of people going either back to Microsoft or building a team around the stuff is not gonna solve world hunger overnight, right? It's gonna be a long process. We've got tons and tons of work to do, but the team, like, and when I say the team, I mean the Office 365 organization and the wider Office organization are committed to developers, and I think it sends a very strong signal that you know, making this investment in the dev audience is obviously very important to Microsoft and is great to see. So that's what really interested me, is that it's not just one person thinking about developers and trying to help as much as they can, but it's a team of five now focused solely on ISVs and developers. And that, I think, sends a really strong message. So like I said, it's not going to be a silver bullet. Don't expect miracles overnight, but we're going to be trying our hardest. And we all, honestly, we have this deeply, each and every one of us has this deeply rooted inside of us. We care deeply about devs and about the community and things. And so we'll be trying our hardest to make some changes and to make it a great place.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. Now, we have two kind of questions that keep coming up that I see that might as well be a good time as ever to address them. We won't go on you know, into a lot of depth here, because I know that we've got time constraints here. But so, first question, and I'll do the first one that's, I guess, least important to the podcast, but you know, we have this, you and I have this startup that we're working on called Curb, where we're doing the cloud automation and shutting down VMs. How do you see this move that you're doing going back to Microsoft? Do you see it affecting this at all?
I don't. I mean, that's easy for me to say, in that, you know, I don't feel like I'll be biased in any way about, you know, I'll try to keep a level head and keep and not let working at Microsoft get to my head. That's easy enough for me to say now, but you're going to have to keep me on the straight and narrow on that one.
Yeah.
But around Curb, you know, I was in full-time employment previously. I'm in full-time employment now. My time constraints will be very similar. And so I honestly don't see it changing much from that perspective. I probably will end up traveling a little bit more than I was than my previous job. So maybe that'll have an impact on things. But as a whole, I don't see it impacting. I don't see it impacting Curb, especially Curb. At least, and you're going to have to call me on that.
No, I agree. I felt the same way. I got the same question a bunch. I was like, you go from full-time job to full-time job. I don't really see what the change is there aside from where the check comes from. So it doesn't. I don't.
You know, I've had projects I've worked on after hours pretty much my whole professional career. And for those of you who sort of who've listened to some previous podcasts or follow my blog, I write my trips for my phone for Windows 8. I've had some other side projects that I've been working on as well and things like that. I've always had sort of extracurricular outside of work activities that I've worked on. So from that perspective, nothing in my personal life changes all that much, you know, outside of work. Mm. Outside of my day job, I should say.
Outside of the yeah. Okay, so the other question that I had, and this is a little bit more pertinent to the podcast, is how do you see this affecting the podcast, your involvement with the podcast?
Well, this one is probably a little closer to the bone, so to speak, in that obviously what we talk about on the show is the Microsoft Cloud story and what's going on, and I'm going to go and join a team that's sort of pivotal to that whole Microsoft Cloud story in the Office 365. And so this one, I think, is going to require a little more careful management on my part to make sure that, you know, the things that I'm doing in my day job don't affect my outside of day job opinions, and that I'm not just sort of peddling the wares, so to speak, through this avenue. And I'm going to have to be careful that I don't talk about stuff that's not public and that's still coming up, you know, hasn't been announced and all that sort of stuff. I've got to be very careful about that sort of thing. But also, I'll try to stay as unbiased as possible. And I do honestly and genuinely mean that. I feel like I've always been fairly level-headed, even when I worked at Microsoft the previous time. And so, but again, people are going to have to call me on that because, you know, there's bound to be some creep. I expect you to call my BS from time to time.
We'll probably need to get a little sound that we can play when we hear like the company line coming out. It's like let's play the company line.
I think that's totally fair.
No, and that,
like I expect you to do that. But I like the thing I'm trying to take away here is I don't want to use this as an avenue just to peddle what Microsoft want me to peddle. This is our personal opinions. I'm going to try and stay as level-headed as possible. I want people to make sure they know that what I say on this show is not the official company line. It's like, this is my own thing and your own thing. It's not a marketing avenue for Microsoft. So I think I'll try to remind people of that. If there are really contentious things that come up or things that you bring up that you want my opinion on that I just can't comment on because I need to take the fifth on it, so to speak. I'll call that out and I'll be honest about stuff. You know, I hope that's very few and far between.
Yeah. You know, for all the listeners out there, I mean, we've known each other I was trying to think about this the other day when someone asked, it's been at least 5 years because that goes back to 2009. I want to say it's more like 7, 8 years, nine years, maybe.
Yeah, I think the first time I met you in person was at Office Developers Conference in LA.
Oh my God, what was that, 2007?
Eight, something like that.
Yeah, so we've known each other for a while. For all the listeners, you're not the company line kind of guy. Like if you had to put a label on it, in the sense that, you know, you're not one that's just going to always speak the company line. You're not going to, you know, if it's something you've got an employer that, and you've got a role that you have to promote certain things and push certain things. I mean, that makes perfect sense. But yes, you're very honest about it, you're very frank about it. And there will certainly be things that you could not be as, you can't be as frank about on the podcast. There are things that, you know, I will probably keep a couple things in check and may not be as combative on certain things because I know it would put you in an awkward situation at times. So I'm not going to, we won't do that, but
don't shy away from the tough topics, right?
No.
I don't mind, you know, I'm like you say, I feel like I try to be quite balanced in my opinion on things, and that I don't mind calling out when something stinks. It stinks regardless of who you work for, right?
Yep.
And I think in the past I've been pretty good at being realistic about that, so hopefully that will continue.
Yeah, and we'll look at it too, and this is in one way it's a way for people to be able to get more insight onto certain things that are going on and coming out from 365 from Microsoft, where they would have to normally wait for a session at a conference and corner you or corner somebody for a Q&A. So we see this as an advantage. I mean, this is a good thing.
Yeah, I hope I can bring some topics to the table that maybe we wouldn't have caught on or seen or looked at, and bringing a few more of those to the table to talk about, I think could only be a good thing. So like I say, I hope there are positives, obviously, that that come out of this as well. But
I'm looking forward to it. So it'll be fun going forward. No real changes. You're going to Microsoft. It's a little bit different angle, but the content of the show won't change. So
stay with us. Funny you should mention that, because I had a couple of people at the conference say, "Oh no, you're going to Microsoft. Does this mean it's the end of the pod show or the cloud show?" And further could be from the truth.
I totally agree. Totally agree. If anything, so, it's more of a double down.
Yeah, I hope so. I think so. So definitely stay tuned for more news. But at the moment I started this week at Microsoft right after SPC, and I'm already up to my eyeballs in it, right? So it's been an interesting couple of days, but there's lots to do, but it's a deluge of information. They always talk about drinking from the fire hose, but it's a real skill to have at Microsoft is to know how to dip into the fire hose and when not to. And right now I'm standing under the waterfall, baby.
Well, awesome. It's going to be fun. So congratulations on the new role. Don't screw it up. We all developers, we need help.
like I said, there's no silver bullet, but I will be personally doing my,
you can say damnedest.
I don't want to swear on the show.
You can say damnedest.
Okay, fine. I'll be doing my damnedest to do my best, and the team that we've put together to help with especially dev related topics and SPC 365. So we're all going to be working really, really hard.
Well, looking forward to it. So I guess we'll go ahead and we can wrap this up, and just one little ask is that we haven't seen many questions coming in from people lately on the podcast, so please feel more than free to submit a question, record it, send us the WAV file. Preferably the WAV file, not a Windows Media audio file or an MP3. Give us the raw WAV file. Put it in Dropbox. Put it in SkyDrive. Sorry. Put it in OneDrive.
There you go. And 50 cents in the naughty jar.
Make sure you put it into one of your OneDrives. Oh, there's my pot shot. So we can go ahead and play your question on the air. We can engage the audience a lot more. So thanks a lot.
Yeah, that would be great. That'd be really great to get some more questions in. For those who we met at the SharePoint conference, use it as a piece of motivation to go send in a question. I know you've got them, so don't be shy.
I know that we heard from more people at the conference than we have ratings on iTunes, so please also do your ratings. It helps the podcast us get audience members.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, congratulations.
Cheers. Thanks.
If you have a question for us, go to microsoftcloudshow.com/questions, where you can submit it as text or record it as a WAV or an MP3 file and provide a link so that we can play your question on the show. You can subscribe to us in iTunes by searching for the Microsoft Cloud Show or via RSS at microsoftcloudshow.com, where you'll also find a full transcript and show notes of each episode. You can find us on Facebook searching for the Microsoft Cloud Show or on Twitter at MS Cloud Show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.